What is faith? Now, in church, it doesn't seem like we should even have to ask the question, right? We're all about faith, right? Everybody likes faith. We all think faith is a good thing. We're all for it. But what is it? What do we really mean by the idea of faith? What are we calling people to? What are we encouraging in folks? I hear the term badly misused around the culture. Oh, just have faith that everything will work out. That is not what the Bible teaches us. Oh, just keep the faith. And we have this idea of faith as being this kind of vague sense of optimism that all will be okay, by which we mean it'll work out close enough to the way I want it to be okay, right? That's what we mean by that. I don't think that's what the scripture teaches us that faith is. Now, if we want to be biblical, we might go to today's lesson from the Hebrews. And some Christians who have been well-versed in the scripture might start there. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Well, that sounds great. The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That means I'm confident that it's going to work out right. Well, yes, that is what the writer to the Hebrew means, but he has a different picture, a different vision of what that's going to look like than most of us are thinking about. So I want us to pause and make sure we understand what the writer to the Hebrews is telling us faith is about. Because remember, he didn't begin here. This is chapter 11. He has already gone on for 10 chapters, mostly telling us about the wondrous work of Christ on the cross, and how by the work of Christ on the cross, we now have direct access to God. We have forgiveness. We have assurance of God's love for us, of His care for us. We have the promise that we will be with Him forever. He has given us that promise. It is that we hope for. That is our conviction of the thing not seen. It's not just that I'm going to get over this illness, or I'll find a new job, or I'll deal with this financial problem, or my loved one will get well, or whatever it might be that we're concerned with in the day-in, day-out routine of this life. You see, faith is not just a vague sense of optimism. The scripture does not teach us that things in the course of this life will come out the way we want them. That's not the promise. The vision is elsewhere. The vision points somewhere new and somewhere different, and tells us that our faith, our confidence, our trust is to be placed somewhere other than the things of this world, than the things of this life that we count on to give us stability and dependability and to know how we are to step forward in life. There is a call to depend on something, to depend on something with all our might. I know it's only my first Sunday back, but I got to hit a C.S. Lewis quote. Can't wait to forget. He was writing about the death of his wife, Joy Davidson. And he wrote this: "You never know how much you really believe anything until its truth or falsehood becomes a matter of life and death to you. It is easy to say you believe a rope to be strong and sound as long as you are merely using it to cord a box. But suppose you had to hang by that rope over a precipice. Wouldn't you then first discover how much you really trusted it?" You see as he faced the prospect of the suffering and death of his wife, as he died of bone cancer, which, as you may know, is a very painful death. And as he walked that path with her and faced the prospect of her coming death, this became a matter of life and death to him. Did he really count on being on God to love and care for Joy? Did he really count on God to love and care for him as he walked this path? And he realized that as he trusted in God and found him faithful, he was able to hang over that precipice. And the rope was indeed strong enough to depend on. What about your faith? Is your faith strong enough for you to depend on when it's a matter of life and death? Not just in the normal, easy routine of life, when it's easy to have faith and be confident, when there's plenty of food in the refrigerator and money in the bank account, a roof over your head, and family gathered around. Is your faith not just kind of generic optimism, that is your trust in the life and work and promises of Jesus strong enough to hold you over the precipice, to hold you over the cliffs of the things that really challenge us in the course of this life, the things that make it hard for us, the things that bring us suffering, pain, loss, disappointment? See, what the author points us to is not just optimism, but a confident trust that lives out in action. The lesson, as it's lined out in our lectionary text, actually skips a few verses. So let me note a couple of things that are said here. By faith, this is in the skip section, by faith, Noah, warned by God about events as yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. You see, Noah was accounted as righteous, not because he believed God, but because he believed God and acted on it. He built the ark. He didn't just talk about building an ark. He didn't have a bunch of seminars about building an ark. He didn't run classes and PowerPoints about building an ark. He didn't just pay an engineering firm to design ark. He went up and he did it. He continues. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. We may not always know the end of where God is leading us. But the kind of faith that we are called to is the kind of faith that takes action. It doesn't just sit back and talk about what we believe. It doesn't just sit back and celebrate and sing songs about how wonderful God is. It actually involves action in the real world, making real choices. Now, here's part of what's challenging about this. Because these are the convictions of things hoped for. It's not the conviction that, you know, it'll all come out close enough to what I want if I just have faith. It's the conviction that I am trusting in God to bring about His ultimate purposes through my actions now. Even if I don't always understand what I'm being called to do. Even if I don't know how it all is going to make sense. Even if I'm just looking at the backside of the tapestry and it all looks like knots and loose threads and colors that don't go together. I trust the one who has designed it. The one who has put it together. And my faith leads to action. A little bit later on in the passage, he says this, all of these, that is, he's gone through a laundry list of Old Testament figures, all of these died in faith without having received the promises. You see, the promises aren't about this world and this life. But from a distance, they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. You see, one of the core convictions that we Christians need to walk with is that this is not my home. I am made for God. I am made for God's kingdom. And you know what that means? That means sometimes we're going to look a little weird to the rest of the world. Because we're living by a different vision, a different standard. We're going to a different place. We're looking for something different. Now, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith to realize that things in the course of this life are not the way God would want them and are not the way we would want them. Two mass shootings just in this past week. 31 people dead, I think, between the two of them. That can't possibly be God's vision. Now, in the course of this life, we might be happy if that leads to, I don't know, some gun control or change in rhetoric or change in the way we talk about things or a little more compassion toward mental illness or whatever. There's a whole list of things. The one thing that's clear to me, this is all I'm going to say on the subject, is there's no one thing that's going to solve that problem. Don't anybody think for a minute that if we just get gun control done, that that's going to fix this problem. Okay? Or proper care for the mentally ill, or whatever your personal thing. It's going to take a whole raft of things to even begin to address it. But we as children of the kingdom of God have a different vision. Because we understand that what leads to this is soul-crushing sin. Soul-crushing loneliness, soul-crushing lack of love and compassion. The thing that seems to me to be the common denominator is that these young men live isolated lives without effective, loving companionship with other human beings. See, we have a vision of the kingdom that isn't satisfied just for people not to shoot each other. It is calling us to a kingdom where people live in love and kindness and compassion toward one another. Like we read in the passage from Isaiah, do justice, plead for the widow and the orphan, and work kindness to strangers. You see, our vision is something different. And so we should look for something different. We should look different than the rest of the world. We are foreigners. And I would dare say that if we become a little too comfortable in this world, we've missed something. We've lost a piece of that vision. Because faith sees a different horizon. Faith sees a different world. Faith is not just a vague optimism, but it is a specific and concrete confidence in the work and promises of God in the person of Jesus, that our forgiveness is dependable, that the grace of God is something we can stake our lives on, and that we will each be restored to God. We may have struggles in the course of this life. We may die without seeing that vision all the way worked out. That's okay. Because God's promises are sure. And we can live by those promises and be guided by those promises. Is your faith strong enough to stake your life on? that is, make your life choices based on that vision. That vision of God's love and care for us in the person of Jesus, and what he promises to us in the kingdom of heaven. The assurance of things hoped for is not just that I'll get through this. The assurance of things hoped for is that I will be with God. The conviction of things not seen is a conviction at the root of our souls that what is not yet worked out in God's plan indeed one day will be. And therefore I can live my life, make my choices, serve others, love others, care for others, based on God's vision. One of the reasons why it's so important for us as a Christian community to read and study the scriptures together, so we remind ourselves consistently of what that vision is. That it's beyond simply not shooting each other. That it's a whole different vision of how we love and care for and support and engage with one another. Are we prepared for that kind of thing? Faith that isn't just a sure day that will get through this little thing, but that God will accomplish this work as we each step into our place in that fall. Amen.